Glory to God. Come on, clap your hands. Let's give Him a clap offering right now. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody shout amen. Praise God. We're going to sing a little bit more of that chorus. Isaiah said, "Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence you were hewn, and look at the hole in the pit where you were digged from." Hallelujah. Now everybody's going to have to leave, because I want to preach a little while, and I want this thing together. Hallelujah. This is no time to leave. If you'll stay in it, it won't take long. If I have to tell you about two or three times the same thing, it's going to take three times as long. Praise God. I'm not trying to be mean. It's time to worship. Let's clap our hands again and give the Lord a clap offering. Praise God. Glory to God. Now I'm going to take it for granted. I'm going to take it for granted that everybody that was going to leave has left. And now for a few minutes, we're going to talk about what He has done and who He is. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Let me read it one more time now. Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, and you that seek the Lord, look unto the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit which you were digged. For the Lord is going to comfort Zion, and He will comfort all her waste places, and He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, and thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Isaiah said, somebody's going to take time out and say, thank you, God, for the pit where you got me from. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I met a man this past weekend. He was talking to a group of our guys, and he called his wife one name, and while he was talking, he called her another name. And I said, wait a minute, what is your wife's name? He said, I call her Sapphire. And he said, when I started calling her Sapphire, she said, the reason you call me Sapphire, she said, all I am is your servant. He said, no, honey, you've got it all wrong. I call you Sapphire because it's one of the most beautiful stones that God ever made. I don't know if he just come up with something as a last resort or if he really meant it. But now, he's not a one God apostolic. And he said, I went and bought her one of the biggest sapphire stones that you've ever seen to prove to her of what I thought of her. Now, I'm here to tell you tonight, God didn't get you out of a jewelry store. He didn't get you out of a jewelry store, friend. You weren't shining when He got you. You weren't worth a whole lot when He got you. He didn't get you out of a vein of gold and a vein of silver. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, there's going to be a day. Don't you like it? When God picks up a handful of dirt and makes a jewel out of it and puts it in His crown. He brought me out of the miry clay, and I like to give Him thanks when I look back and pray, brought me from. Woo! Praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. His key. He placed me upon the strong rock by His side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by grace until the crown I gain. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. A song of praise. Hallelujah! He gave me a song. What a new song to play. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing. I'm happy and free. I'll praise the Redeemer who rescued me. Oh, he brought me out the miry clay. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God! In my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah! One more time. He brought me out the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Praising together right now. Can we give it praise and glory? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I cannot get over the statement or the message the Lord gave a few days ago while talking to our church family tonight. We chose to honor all of our staff and workers and everybody that takes part in Christian education, especially in our school. And I've never quite used the term or the words junkyard Christians, but we have a group of junkyard Christians here tonight. And if you think that is an original, it isn't. Because Sanballat and Tobiah said concerning Nehemiah and Ezra, he said, will they revive the stones out of the rubbish and build a wall with them? Hallelujah. The Lord did not save you because you were so valuable. He saved you because you needed it so bad. He brought you out of the mess you were in and gave you hope when there was no hope. Hallelujah. And you ought to give Him thanks. You ought to give Him thanks. Don't ever get tired of giving God thanks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stand up with me, all of you, if you will, for a moment. If you cannot, it's okay, because of physical reasons. But I want you to stand. In the book of Psalms, chapter 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. You know what that means? When it goes on to say, serve the Lord with gladness, not sadness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. God likes singing. Now, all through the Bible, we are told to come into the presence of the Lord with psalms. Now, a psalm is a product of spiritual poetry. A psalm, in many cases, it is a story written by a poet who has been spiritually anointed. Poetry, spiritual poetry. All even in the New Testament. The apostles and the preachers talk about coming into the presence of God, joining together, everybody worshiping God with a song and with psalms. With psalms. And now David comes along and he says, we should make a joyful noise unto the Lord, serve Him with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Now let me tell you about singing. And I never really thought of it like this. Singing is when we put a melody to our testimony and our psalm. That's what... Sit down. I'll have you standing here half the night while I talk to you. I'm going to have to take this a little bit at a time. Singing is like, He brought me out of the miry clay. That is a testimony. Now that's not just lyrics. I thought a while ago while you were singing, here a few days ago we went down Louisville Avenue And I don't know if they call that Louisville down where Holiday Inn is on the Monroe side. I get mixed up on where it stops being Louisville and starts to be something else, so I call it all Louisville. All the way to Swartz, it's Louisville. I know where I'm at then. But anyhow, we went down Louisville Avenue, and at the Holiday Inn was a big bus, and it was magnificent. On the side of it, it was called Tweety Bird. So some of you know about that. I didn't know. It took us a while to figure out what it was. And, of course, eventually we remembered that Conway Tweety was in town. Conway Tweety was in town. And George Jones and some more special famous people in country music. And I'm not into country music. I'm not into that. I'm into psalm type music. I'm into this stuff that says, "He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today." Hallelujah. Praise God. If I ever am around a place where I hear some of these guys singing, they sing some of the saddest songs. They sing some of the most ridiculous. Well, really, I guess it's real life. They're not just putting on something. They're really telling it like it is. Busted homes, kids without parents, illegitimate children, love affairs that go bad, and sweethearts that run off with somebody else, and just all kind of stuff, you know. I mean, if that was the only song I had to sing, I'd be sad too. The Bible says, serve Him with gladness. David said, "I got glad when they said, let's go to church." Hallelujah. We don't even have to get there. I just get glad when they say, it's time to go to the house of God. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him a little bit right now. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But then we take our testimony and we make a song. David's psalms were his testimonies. David, in all of his psalms, he said, "My soul panteth after the Lord like a hart, like the hart does after the water brook. My soul panteth and thirsteth after God." He goes on. Everything David wrote talked about his relationship and his experiences in God. He made psalms out of them. And then somebody came along and made songs out of his psalms. And then somebody came along, and with the words that David made psalms, they put it in a song. And then they begin to apply music to it. And there's something about a testimony that becomes a song. And then it becomes a song. And then you put a little music to it, and it adds a little life to it. And there's nothing like singing those songs. "Yes, sir, He took away my sad song, and He gave me a song. He set me on a strong rock by His side." Hallelujah. Praise God. I can remember times in my life when I was a much younger pastor. There were certain things that I was afraid of. I was afraid of dignitaries coming to church and somebody cutting up. Somebody losing control and hitting the aisle, screaming and shouting and leaping and jumping up and down or dancing or, you know, just things just really going berserk. And that used to concern me. And I hope when we had one of those Holy Ghost blowouts and everything, you know, no special dignitaries were there anymore. I hope they show up. That's right. I hope they show up. And I believe when they show up, they are as sick and tired of this crazy world as you were when God brought you out of it. Hallelujah. We need to open up the doors and the gates to heaven and let them catch a fresh whiff and a fresh breath of something right off God's throne and understand you don't have to drag through the mully grub. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. It's a good feeling to look back in that pit and see the hole that I came out of. I can say, I don't live there anymore. I don't have to stay there anymore. He brought me out of the miry clay. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God! My Lord! Ha! Hallelujah! Woo! Sit down. Some of the people that are acting like this whole crowd up here on the front tonight especially, I told the church this morning, I said, the problem is kids don't know how to be afraid of anything. Kids are bold. Kids are forward. Kids do things. I told Sister Pam Franks a few days ago, I said, if you can get the victory that Jana's got, you won't ever be lost. Hallelujah. That little girl looks around, she watches some of you. And the way you shout, or the way you pray, or the way you worship God, is what she does. What, 3 years old? 4 years old? How many? 3 years old. 3 years old. I don't know if she knows anything about speaking in tongues, but if anybody in the world got the Holy Ghost, I believe she's got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ashamed? She don't care. Pam would faint if that happened to her. Can you see Pam out in the aisle doing what Janet's doing? Sure, Pam's got the Holy Ghost. She loves God as much as anybody. But you see, kids don't know how to be afraid. They don't know how to be ashamed. They don't know how to be embarrassed. You have to learn that. But it's a good feeling every once in a while to get up real good and high and look down in the pit, down where He got you out of. And it's a good feeling to say, I'm going to thank Him a little while. I'm going to praise Him a little while. And I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm not going to be embarrassed. It doesn't matter who's looking. It doesn't matter who don't like it. I'm going to just praise Him a little while. He brought me out of the pit. Woo! Hallelujah! I've never been drunk in my life. I guess when I was a kid, I probably did get drunk. We had all the booze, kids and adults and everybody. We had all that we wanted. I knew where the bottle was and the cans were. My family, some of them like Budweiser and some of them like Slitz. And when the king size came out, they all had king size. And I had all of it I wanted, just as long as I didn't get all of theirs. As a kid, my stepdad was addicted to Old Stag. I don't know if they even make it anymore. But Old Stag and vodka was his thing. So I don't know, maybe getting involved in that. I'm talking about a kid 8, 9, 10 years old. You know, ridiculous. But I don't ever just remember being drunk, but I've seen drunk people. Drunk people are a mess. I've seen people high on drugs. I've seen people with their lives in a mess. I mean, really in a mess. And many of you who are here tonight, remember, I don't care if you are third or fourth generation Pentecostals. God still didn't get you out of a jewelry store. He dug you out of the pit. And when He dug you out of the pit, He left a hole in the ground. So every once in a while, Isaiah said, you can look back at the pit where you came from and understand He brought me out of the miry clay. Oh, hallelujah. And I haven't even got started yet. Serve the Lord with gladness. Gladness. With gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord doesn't intend for us to be sad. Long faith. And we have enough to make, this world has enough to impose on us to make anybody sad. Trouble, problem, hardships, challenging situations, pains and hurts, and all those things. But David said, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know you that the Lord, He is God. And if you know that, you have learned something. Psalms 103. Know you that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us. The Lord spoke to me today, and He said, you tell the church, I said, I didn't just make you from the dust of the earth. I didn't just create you in humanity. But what you are, I made you. What you got, I gave you. What you got, I give it to you. I made you. There is no self-made man. There is no person who made themselves what they are. David said, remember, it is the Lord that made you, and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is the Lord that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pastures. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. I know this is an old scripture. We read it often and refer to it often. Our choir minister tonight here days ago said, Brother Shirty, this is Thanksgiving week and we're looking for something to kind of do together. Not telling you how to preach or what to preach, but we're going to sing some songs about Thanksgiving. And if you could, I'm just saying, you might want to preach something about Thanksgiving. Thank you. I like that idea. So tonight I'm preaching by special request. Hallelujah. And I've enjoyed every minute of it. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah! Praise God! Praise God! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Somebody take a little bit of what I'm feeling tonight. Write it out of a song. Make a song out of it. Put a little music to it. And let's sing a little bit of "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. I will thank Him and praise Him. It is He that has made me and not me myself." Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the shoes I've got on. I thank you, Lord, for the socks that I've got on. I thank you, Lord, for the food that I eat. I thank you, Lord, for the car that I'm riding in. I thank you, Lord, for the furniture that I'm resting on. I thank you for the house that I'm living in. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for a good wife that loves me and stands by me. I thank you, God, for my children. Everybody's well and we're in good health. So I will enter His gates with thanksgiving and I will come into His court with praise and I will praise Him. Woo! In this society of ours, they've got a group they call special kids. And they get special attention. Maybe they're born with some higher IQ than most of the other kids. The only way to be a special kid in this group is to be one of His kids. That makes you a special kid. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I am longing for the day when about ever how long it takes, if it's for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or 5 hours, that everybody in this church will pull off their hull and their shells of pride and just simply rear back and give God praise. Thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Almighty God. The Bible said, and we read this so much, I just think it's good right now. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. How in the world can you hold the truth in unrighteousness? How can you have all of this in a state of unrighteousness? Because, this is how they do it, that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it to them. What did He show them? He showed them the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, how many of you in this building tonight know God? How many of you in this building know that Jesus Christ is God Almighty manifested in the flesh? You know that? How many of you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? That He came to this world and become a sacrificial lamb, that He may buy you the liberty that you have, that He may give you a testament or a will, write your name down, change your name by the Spirit of adoption. We know Him, even His eternal power and Godhead. Oh, hallelujah. Why did God give these people over to uncleanness? Why did He give them over to lust of the flesh, lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves? Why did God give them over to vile affection when they knew God? They knew the invisible God. They knew who He was, the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world. Clearly seen, understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. And now, Paul says, they are filled with all unrighteousness. They are fornicators. They're wicked. They're covetous, malicious, full of envy, murderers, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, They are backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, stupid, without understanding, covenant breakers or liars, without natural affection, inflexible, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death. They don't only do them, but they have pleasure in them that do them. Why did that happen to the people that knew God? Verse 21 tells us, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. You want all that stuff to happen to you? Just don't be thankful. All you've got to do is set on it. All you've got to do is act like you're Mr. Somebody or Mrs. Somebody. You don't want to get a curl out of place, or you don't want to get a sweat ring on your crease. You don't want your hair down, and you don't want your clothes out of place. You don't want to get embarrassed, and you don't want nobody to see you doing stuff. You want to be sure that everything's all right and dignified and everything's in place. He said, because when you knew who He was, you knew everything about Him concerning His eternal power and Godhead. We're talking about, and let me just say it. He said they become lesbians and queers and gays and homosexuals. They become liars and full of lust and greed. They had every spirit of hell come upon them simply because when they knew who God was, they were not thankful that they knew who He was. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to keep on thanking Him. I'm going to keep on praising Him. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to slow down. I don't want hell to get an advantage over me. So I'm going to thank it. I'm going to thank it. I'm going to thank it. Hallelujah. Woo, somebody shout amen. Or clap your hands and give Him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Woo. Jesus passed by the city of Samaria, the country of Samaria. I hear people quote old Brother W.T. Hempel ever so often. I've heard folks say they'd come to church 10 years, no more than that, 15 years, 20 years, 30, 40 years ago, almost 50 years ago. Folks laid out a church that was doing it back then like they do now. In fact, they've always been doing it. They're not thankful. And bad things happen to people that aren't thankful. You don't even hear what I'm saying. Some of you, this is bouncing off your hard head. You don't even know what I'm saying. You don't have a choice in the matter. If you're not thankful, bad things happen to people that are not thankful. That's in the book. Simply because when they knew who He was and knew what He did and what He could do, they were not thankful. And they did not give Him the praise of being who He was. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things that were unseemly. Hallelujah. To do bad things. Hallelujah. So I want to give Him praise. Thank Him. But Jesus came to the area of Samaria, standing off a distance, was 10 lepers. Now, I don't know how long ago it was that I did this, but how many of you ever seen a person with leprosy? You ever actually seen a person with leprosy? All right. I've seen pictures of them. I've never been to a leper colony, and I have never personally conversed with lepers. Could you imagine seeing someone who has no hand, just a stump on the end of the wrist, a flesh rotten stump? Leprosy. I've heard of noses being eaten from the face, and a hole left in the skull where leprosy eat it away. Ears eaten from the head, and a hole on the side of the head where an ear used to be. Legs eaten off with nothing but just flesh rotten stumps. Body covered with
putrefying, cancerous-type sores, leprosy. Leprosy. You understand also that leprosy is a type of sin. A sinner is like a person covered with leprosy. A sinner cannot hear because spiritual leprosy has globbed their ear and eaten their ears off their head. Until God gives them ears to hear, He gives them eyes to see, hands to worship God. Hallelujah. When you girls go out with a boy that is not a Christian, instead of holding to a nice Christian hand, you're holding to a glob of rotten flesh. When you girls kiss this guy that does not praise God with his mouth, you're kissing a mouth with a rotten tongue in it. Woo! Oh, that's good. Hallelujah. A tongue that cusses, tells lies, and talks vulgar has got leprosy. You want to catch it, just get up against it. You can't get up against it without catching it. Because it's transferable. Jesus looked up in this town that he went into, and there were 10 men standing there. And they had all the outward signs of leprosy. I mean, their bodies were eaten up with these stinking sores. All 10 of them said, "Unclean! Custom of the land. Unclean! Don't come near us!" But, "Oh, thou son of David, oh, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on us. You don't have to come over here and touch us. If you'll just speak the word, we can be healed, Jesus. Oh, Jesus." Maybe some of them didn't have a tongue in their head to even ask for mercy or healing. Maybe some of them didn't have a hand on the stump of their arm to lift it up and say, "Mercy on me." Maybe one of them had a leg missing and his neighbor was helping him along. They were sick. They were in trouble. They were a sad looking group. Jesus looked at those 10 lepers and he said, "Go show yourself to the priest. You're healed." And all 10 of them, they walked away leprous. And when they started away, all of a sudden a transformation took place. It was like you had taken some kind of spiritual eraser. And everywhere sores, where there was no hand, all of a sudden it started to sprout out of that stump. And fingers began to work. Where there was no ear and no foot, and where there was no tongue or eyes eaten out of the socket, all of a sudden while they were on their way to the priest, all of a sudden they got healed. Hallelujah! Praise God! I can see all 10 of them. I'm going to tell you something. If you were in that fix, it wouldn't matter who was watching you, friend. I'm talking about being alienated from your home, from your family, from your friends. You couldn't talk to nobody and have any contact with anybody. You might be eaten up with pride here tonight, and pride's in your feet so bad it's like leprosy. It eats your toes off, and you can't dance to leap for joy. And leprous pride has eaten the hand off your wrist, and you ain't got one of these to say, I take you, Jesus. I take you, Jesus. I wasn't nobody, and you made me somebody. I was nothing, you made me something. I didn't have anything, and you gave me everything. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. I think somebody in this building ought to take time out right now and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done, for who you are, for what you gave me, for what you're going to do." I take time out and I say, "Thank you, Jesus." Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Woo! Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just can't stop praising His name. 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 Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So Jesus said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." All 10 of them started away. And it was like they passed through some unseen veil or curtain. And as they passed through it, all of a sudden, they begin to heal and recover. All 10 of them looked at themselves. They were well. Out of that crowd, one of them said, "Look at me." He could see the pit where he came from. he could look at the hole in leprosy that he left behind. And on his way to the priest, he looked at those knives. Then he looked back at the man standing there. He turned and went back and said, that's all there was to it. He just said, thank you. Jesus said, where'd the other nine go? This is the only man that come back to thank me. They were so excited about what they got, they didn't even think about thanking him for what he did. I hope that's your predicament, and I hope that's your hang up, and it's not that, you're just not being thankful. You don't know what in the world's waiting on you tomorrow. Devils are going to jump all over you, friend. You're going to scratch to survive. You're going to have trouble holding your head up. You're going to be singing George Jones songs. You're going to be singing one of Conway Twitty's songs. You ain't going to be singing that song, "He Brought Me Out of the Miry Clay." You ain't going to be talking about that message about, "I can look back at the hole that he got me out of." You're going to be singing a song about, "Get me out of this hole I'm in. Somebody help me out. I'm in a rut. I'm in a rut. I don't want to stay in this rut." You want to get out of this rut? Lift up your head and say, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I give you thanks for everything that you've given to me and done for me. Thank you." Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I just thank you, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Praise God. Sit down a minute. We're living in a period of time that one of the greatest crimes against humanity is put under the category of child abuse. Child molestation. Child abuse. We have people sitting here in this congregation tonight that have suffered child abuse. Child molestation. You have been deprived, gone hungry, gone without clothes. You've gone without things. Other kids had things when I was coming up that I didn't have. I didn't mind patches on my britches because Grandma kept them clean. I didn't mind living in an old, and I don't mean a log house. I mean a house in a little community where loggers lived. I didn't mind chickens in the yard and under the house and a pig pen out back. I didn't mind a pump on the back porch and a fireplace and an oil lamp. I didn't mind all that. And I'm telling you, there were times in my life when I'd go to school and I didn't have anything but a little brown sack with some pitiful lunch in it when everybody else was going to the lunchroom. And I was embarrassed. I'm telling you, there were times when I was ashamed of who I was and what I was going through. And everybody looked at me and said, "That's the kid that lives over yonder. His mom and daddy are separated, and his mama don't want him, or he don't stay with her, and his grandma and grandpa are trying to raise him, and they're old, and they ain't got much. That's that kid that lives over there." And I live with that. But I'm telling you something. When I was born into the family of God, and I went through adoption, and my name was changed from Paul Shuddy to the name of a king's son, and he put his name on me. I'm going to tell you something. I don't go to town with a sack lunch in my hand and patches on my pants. I don't go to town without something to show. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Sit down. Somebody could look around and say, "Poor kid. Boy, his parents must treat him bad. Come to school, messed up, stripes, nothing to show for any kind of prosperity. You think for a minute that tomorrow, when I walk into the bank, or when I walk into a place of business, or when I walk down any street in this town, you think I'm going to go around like one of those lepers and say, unclean, don't come near me. And I'm going to be in patches and rags, and I ain't going to have nothing. And everybody's going to look at him and say, isn't that the preacher out of living way? Yeah, that's him. What's wrong with him? His daddy must treat him bad. He must have bad parents. His parents must be guilty of child abuse. Hallelujah. If I do get to make it to the mall tomorrow, and I probably will. If I do get to make it to the bank tomorrow, and I happen to see my banker, Mr. Barry Wall, I'm going to walk in like I own the joint. I'm going to act like I'm somebody. Why? Because my daddy treats me right. Hallelujah. He gave me something that the world can't give to me. He put a name on me like the world cannot give. I'm not a pauper. His children are not beggars. Woo! My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Woo! You sit there timid and afraid and embarrassed and beat down. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall as lightning. He ain't got nothing. Devil's been on me. Devil's giving me a hard time. Devil's about to bust up my home. Devil's about to take my job. Devil made my car break down. Devil made my kids get sick. I don't know what all we can say. Devil did this or that. Jesus said, who are you kidding? He's knocked out over on the corner. I give him a right cross at Calvary. He's knocked out. You telling me he's whooping you? He's already knocked out. Hallelujah. You think I'm going to come in dragging? No, you don't know. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how bad it is. People don't like me because I go to church. I'm going broke because I pay tithes. Everything's bad. You don't understand. Oh, my daddy don't treat me like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight and tomorrow night and next week and next month and next year, my Father is going to walk me through the palaces of heaven. He's going to show me the mansions of glory. And He's going to say, you're mine and I'm yours. Ask it, say it, and I'll give it to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was reading a little article this morning and I thought it was real neat. A man said he went to the airport, Denver, Colorado. And he said he had about a 2.5 hour layover. I hate him anyhow without anything going to bed. And he said this lady was there and she was one of those kind that her kid couldn't do nothing wrong. The kid turned over tables, turned over chairs, about 4 years old, I think. Turned over ashtrays, spilt sand, and junk all over the floor. People sitting there reading books and magazines will go up and just jerk it out of their hands. You want to kill them. And the guy said, I sit there and I listen and I watch that and watch that. And he said, it kept building up, building up. And said, she'd come by and just stomp on somebody's shoes, mess up the shine. If it was stocking, tear holes, stocking, climbing over. People said it didn't matter if the chair was occupied or empty, just climb right over top of it. Finally, somebody said, hey, why don't you take care of that kid? And said, that mama got mad. Not at the kid, but the person said, take care of him. Now, I'm only giving you that. That is a ridiculous setting to use as an illustration. But if you think that careless, uncaring, ignorant mother that anything her kid did was all right, if you think that person was protected, you ain't heard nothing until you hear what God's got to say about his. You don't mess with his. Now, they told him, they said, Jesus, did you see them people out there in the street dropping their palm branches and jumping up and down like they're crazy? Stop! help them. Lord, you don't require all that kind of stuff. Stop those people from making fools of themselves. We're dignified. We're Orthodox Jews. We don't act like that. And so Jesus looked around and said, you're talking about my kid? And then he turns around and says, the minute that my kid stops, the rocks are going to get up, walk out in the street, and the rocks are going to say, you just don't mess with his kid. You just don't mess with his kid. Hallelujah. Something and somebody and something and somebody and something and somebody is going to give him thanksgiving. Somebody is going to give him a little bit of thanks. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go to church shouting. I'm not going to wait till I get to church. I'm going to go to church shouting. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to enter his gates with thanksgiving. I'm going to go to his courts with praise. I'm going to be thankful. You made me, Jesus. You made me, Jesus. You made me, Jesus. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop because he needs to be thanked. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Whose kid is that? Well, he must really be treated bad. I'm going to tell you something. Some of these Pentecostal people that I see around here, take on the temple. Add a little music to my song. Some of these Pentecostal people I see around town, I'm a faddist. Because I like them. Son, some of the expressions you see, some of the faces, it's like, you better not speak to me. I'll give you a piece of my mind. I see it, you do too. And Sister Shirley, she and I go off together, and we see these kind of people. These people weren't dug out of a pit. They were got out of a jewelry store. They were sapphires before he made them jewels. They were already gold trimmed before he ever made them what they were. They had it. They had it before they got it. And you see some of these people. Prunes. I mean, some people that are good-looking people, men and women. But they're bad-looking people because of what they got. Look at them and say, boy, their daddy must treat them bad. I'm a faddist. You know what a faddist is? A faddist is a person. A faddist is a glorified instigator that likes to stir up things that ought to be left alone. That's a good one. Webster's like that. I like to go up to him and I like to say, how you doing? Man, it's good to see you. My wife hates to go with me anywhere. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. You look like an old holy roller to me. Hallelujah. We sat down at a table the other day at a restaurant. My wife, Troy, and Kim, somebody had introduced us to the light side. And it was a light side. If you're hungry, don't go there. If you're on a diet, it's all right. We sat down at a table and a couple ladies walked in. And friend, they had it. They had it. They looked like they were cut out of the mold. They come out of a jewelry store, bought off the shelf. We sit at the table. I turned and looked and I said, hey, y'all look like a couple of holy rollers over there to me. I said, don't that embarrass you, Brother Shirley? No, it does my wife. Who is that? Who is that guy? I'm one of the king's kids. My daddy treats me good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. A few years ago, my wife took a little girl out of Columbia County, Georgia. This girl had never been in a restaurant. Never been in a restaurant. and they took her to Disney World. Blew her mind. I mean, this kid comes out of nothing. Ain't never been nowhere. And goes into Disney World. I'm serious. She was in shock. She'd never seen anything like that. The display of light seen in the stuff that they had created in Disney World. Tell you. Every morning at about 4:30 to 5 o'clock, every Wednesday night at about 7:30, every Sunday night at about 7 o'clock. In fact, every day, my daddy takes me to Disney World, Six Flags, Magic Kingdom, all of it combined. I see stuff that would blow your mind. And you think I'm going to come out of all of that for the mother goods? With a sad face, depressed, down and out, and whipped, and thinking the devil's going to get the upper hand on me? And I'm going to come into his courts with praise, and I'm going to be thankful, and I'm going to praise his name, because I know who he is, and I just can't stop praising. I just can't stop praising. Somebody clap your hands and give the Lord praise. I want a good one. Have we got a good one? Hallelujah. Hit it for me. Come on. Praise God. Somebody shout amen. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul. Woo! Hallelujah! Yes, he brought me out of the miry clay. Sing it loud! Sing it out loud! Woo! He put a song in my soul today. A song of praise. Hallelujah! He brought me out of the miry clay. Oh, oh. Come on, we're going to sing it one more time. Oh, he brought me out of the mighty place. Woo! On the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul. A song of praise. Hallelujah. Somebody lift their hands up and worship the Lord. I'll tell of the pit with its gloom and despair and despair. I'll praise the Father who answered my prayer. I'll sing my new song, the glad story of love, and join in the chorus to the saints abide. Woo! Yeah. I just can't stop praising him. I just can't stop praising him. I want to be thankful and praise his name. Woo! Yeah. Woo! So today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song. Yeah. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Every one of you that are ready to worship God with all your heart, with all your might, whether it be in a dance or a leap or a shout, whatever it might be, if you are ready to get blessed and you are ready to give him thanks, we're going to sing it again. And when we sing it this time,
All you got to do, step out of your seat where you are, step out in the aisle, join the crowd in the aisle, and the Holy Ghost is going to sweep down the aisle, across the front and around the back, because He brought me out of the fiery clay. He set my feet on a rocky bed. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He brought me out of the fiery clay. He set my feet on a rocky bed. He put a song in my soul today.